The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
2 out of 3 people in this studio got a little toasty these past couple of days. Let's discuss on Tuesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I want you to know I'm married to DJ Automatic. You might not know that. And we don't really drink very often. And the reason is because we're always out and like if we're working and whatnot. If we drank every day,
We'd be raging alcoholics.
Pretty much, Automatic. Thank you for saying that. But you had your high school friend come in town.
Yes.
And we went out and
we went to a brewery, got some beers, hung out with his family.
No, Otto said one beer, then 2 beers, then 3 beers. Then 4 beers, then a pitcher, then 2 shots. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah!
I had to be the designated driver, Anthony. I couldn't even have a drink.
And luckily, he had his kids with him, and his son is 17, so he drove
him. He made his kid drive.
Beautiful. That's the benefit of having children, right? That's it.
I mean, you've got a built-in DD. His wife could drink, and then the 17-year-old could drive.
Your daughter can drive. Why'd you just call her, dog?
I never drink in front of my daughters.
Not to drink in front of her, but you could just have her pick
just
you up.
Be drunk and come pick me up.
I don't have any problem being drunk in front of my daughter, but Dana refuses to drink any kind of alcohol in front of any of her kids.
I won't do it. I have 3 girls, and I'm just like, I'm kind of scared. Plus, Anthony.
Yeah,
not the best drinker.
Dana has 1 beer, and she turns into a whole different person.
I don't drink beer.
No.
Blasphemy there. I heard you had a little partying yourself, Anthony.
Yes, not like DJ Automatic. I was just drinking at the comedy club last night, and I will say I had 1 round of tequila, and then I know I came back, and the bartender looked at me and goes, "You want to make it a double, don't you?" And I said, "Ooh, Tyler, you know me so good, dog." So shout out to tequila. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing that does not give me a hangover.
It doesn't give me a hangover either. And the other thing is, like Dana said, I don't drink very often, and I slept like a baby. I have not slept like that in a long, long time.
We got home from this day drinking party, and I was like, ooh, maybe he's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a little frisky.
Oh, hell no, I was out.
7 p.m., he was asleep. He didn't wake up till 7 a.m. the next day.
I was waking up with the beer. The worst, dude.
I slept through the goddamn hangover. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, maybe it's something that's good for a hangover. Cheese. It's National Cheese Day, everybody.
Grilled cheese. Gotta love it. Just a plain one. White bread.
All right.
Regular old American pasteurized cheese.
I've been on a pepper jack kick lately.
That's good stuff.
According to our friends at CBS News, the top ranked cheese is cheddar here in America.
I love cheddar.
Let's go and wrap it up on National Hug Your Cat Day. If you want to cuddle with your kitty, today is a perfect reason.
That was funny. That's so cheesy. That was so cheesy. I was going to give you a cat statistic, but never mind.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk about forgiveness. You've all had to forgive your family. You've had to forgive friends. How about forgiving a partner for maybe stepping out on you?
Oh.
Okay, so, you know, myself, Dana Cortez, I'm married to DJ Automatic. I can't even imagine if he did that. Anthony A., have you ever had this happen to you?
I have, but I'm single, so obviously.
You didn't forgive?
I did, but I was never able to fully move past. How about that?
So let's have a lesson in forgiveness. It is possible. I think it's easier for women to forgive men. Am I wrong about that?
No.
Because I think men, it's a little more difficult in your mind to get past the intimacy of that moment. For some reason, we women, we're capable of kind of moving forward. But I think in any instance, if you're married, if you're with someone, if you really love them and you really think that they want to work things out, if you really want to build the trust, second chances are a big deal.
Yes.
I think it's super important. So we've got this.
It sounds like you just gave your husband a hall pass.
I did not. Now we have this gentleman on line 4. Sir, tell us about the forgiveness that happened in your life.
I'm a veteran. I was in the military.
Okay.
I deployed back in 2009. And my wife, we were married. We had no kids. She stayed back. We had a roommate, female. They ended up having friends over. Found out later, like, it was crazy. I think I found out right before I deployed for a second time that she had cheated.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay, so how'd you get that through that deployment? You're gone away again?
And it drove me crazy. You know, don't get me wrong. And even to this day, sometimes it pops up. You know, it pops up. But it's at the same time, you know, I had to forgive her.
Damn,
to forget it. I mean, we're still together. We have kids. We have a 13-year-old going to be 14-year-old, and we have a 4-year-old about to be 5-year-old. I mean, you have to work through it. You know, when you love someone, if you really love them, we're married. We work through it. We pushed on.
That's the key. You got to move forward. You can't keep bringing up the past or you know, you got to build trust, because if you keep throwing it in people's faces, you realize the wound just stays open, right? Yes. It doesn't get a chance to heal.
Exactly. You got to grow from it. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, I told her if it happens again, you know, if it happens again, shoot, I'm out. Like, I'm not the same, you know. And it took a lot for me, because it was one of my good friend's friends that she cheated with, and I wanted to be his ass. And I was
no, how did you handle that?
And I told her, I said, I don't know why you didn't tell me, because when I seen his, because I would have beat his ass, fucking him out, and I would have fucked his ass.
Sir, that is not a smart idea. No, that's not the way to go.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Crazy.
I retired from the military, so I'll just say that, you know. So that probably wouldn't happen.
That's not the best statement on forgiveness.
Yeah, hey, I love y'all, man. Y'all are so awesome. I like listening to y'all when I'm driving the kids to school and stuff.
We love you too, and I'm glad you and your wife are happy now you have kids. Thank you so much for listening. Look, think about that incredible story about forgiveness. If he wouldn't have forgiven her, he wouldn't be married to the love of his life and have children and be happy.
Nope.
Sometimes, if you know the person really wants to redeem themselves, if you know it was really a mistake in judgment, not in their character, it is okay to forgive. I really believe that. DJ Automatic, don't you even think about it.
I know, but I'm just saying that he's a lot bigger man than most. I don't think most men would have been able to get past it.
That's tough. And now I have even like more reasons to salute and thank veterans. So, you know, pleasure. Thank you, Dubai.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today's WTF story. Let's talk about Corey Harris of Michigan. He had a court date and he did it via Zoom. While he's driving, he decides to be safe and pull over to address the judge, right? The problem is he was supposed to be fighting for his suspended driver's license.
Oh.
Why are you driving, Corey?
What the
So the judge realizes, wait a minute, Mr. Harris, aren't you supposed to be fighting for this license? Take a listen.
This is a driving while license suspended.
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving and he didn't have a license.
Corey explaining, I got a doctor's visit.
Dude.
And the judge is like, you're going to jail.
Dummy.
Man. This video went super viral, though, too. I've seen it all over the place.
The funniest part is his face. He's just shocked at the fact he's going to jail. Sir, why would you do a Zoom? Or here's the better part. Don't turn the camera on, fool. Don't turn the camera on.
From one dummy to the next. All right, so there's this kid in Florida, 15 years old. He's riding his bike, and he gets hit by an SUV.
Hit
and run. He's got head injuries, broken bones, bruises all over his body.
Did they catch the guy that hit him?
Oh, here's what happened. The boy was wearing earbuds, and one of them actually flew out and landed in the SUV that hit him, which led police right to the man, and he is now being charged with leaving the scene of a crime and causing great bodily injury.
Thank goodness for that tracker. They work for justice in this instance and for your boyfriend too, ladies.
Hey.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the West Coast, where an 81-year-old man was arrested after terrorizing his neighbors with a slingshot for years. This has been an ongoing investigation for over a decade in this community.
Oh, no.
81-year-old Prince Raymond King has been terrorizing houses, cars, windows, and has sometimes even fellow neighbors with a slingshot and the little slingshot balls.
That is goals right there. I want to be that pissed off old man that stands out there with a slingshot shooting at everyone.
If he would have had the same judge Corey Harris had, justice would have been served a lot sooner.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Where did your zodiac sign fall in the four most intelligent signs in the world? I'm going to break them down for you right now in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you go first.
Move over weddings and babies. There's a new registry in town. A company called Fresh Start actually has become the first divorce-only registry service.
Okay.
Oh. So you know how like when somebody's having a baby or getting married and they register for gifts?
Yeah.
Now you can register your divorce for gifts.
Man, go for it.
This is one of those ideas that I'm like, why hasn't this been around sooner?
That's what I'm saying, since I've been divorced twice before.
I mean, it is a big life adjustment, and sometimes people have to get new houses and get new living situations, and so they're going to need a little help financially.
You know who could really use this is divorced men. Automatic. Imagine if you had to go from having a house with your wife who does everything to do
I would need the registry.
You would need the registry to eat, to wash your clothes, to get underwear. You would need a registry for everything.
We're poking fun at it, but like it's a real thing that a lot of men have to go through, and women, of course, too, but speaking to some of my divorced homies, it's tough. stuff.
So I was looking at the website, and they actually give you tips on like how to tell your hairstylist you're getting a divorce, how to tell your babysitter you're getting divorced.
Oh, that's definitely for the women right there.
Yeah.
So there's definitely not Latinos. They address babysitters. We don't have babysitters.
I was going to say, I left my kids home alone. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The older one watching the younger
people
one.
People going to be mad at me right now, but oh well, Anthony A.
All right. In case you missed it, therapist Sarah Kubrick came up with 3 mistakes that we all make when receiving compliments. And I'm guilty of all of these. And it's because a lot of times we just want to dismiss our own selves. And
what are they?
All right, here we go. You'll get a, hey, good job. And a lot of times you dismiss your efforts by saying, it was easy. No need to thank me. Everyone else did their part.
Sounds like something I'd say.
This is something I do all the time when it comes to stand-up comedy. They say, we change focus. So if you receive somebody saying, hey, good set, Anthony, I'll go, oh, thank you. But so-and-so did really good too. Did you see that?
You can't just say, I know, I'm a bad
Okay.
I wish I could say that.
I love
that.
The energy.
Yeah, I wish
okay,
I could.
Just say it.
The
yeah,
last
say
one
it.
We do is all 3 of us here do this one. We criticize ourselves when someone does a compliment towards us. So you
I'm
just,
not that good.
You want to be able to say, thank you. I put a lot of effort into this and I appreciate you for noticing.
Building self-confidence is easier said than done. But if somebody else thinks you're good, then you are. So take that in.
And if they don't, you're probably going to get divorced. And that point, we have a registry for you.
Yes.
So that's fun.
So now
I mean, think about it. You could actually get an air fryer.
Anthony, too bad you're not married.
I know.
Well, anyway, in case you missed it, 4 most intelligent signs are Pisces, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Gemini.
I know you're a Gemini, so this is obviously why you did this story. Because
it's not why I did it. I just saw the headline. No, I saw the headline. Cancer is the most nervous. Leo is the most talented.
Obviously, this thing is genius.
Is there one for the most dyslexic? Because I'm a Capricorn. And all I'm thinking about is, like, I don't know which birthday falls on which birthday or, like, how the
I don't know any of these either. I know Dana's a Gemini.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I'm a Capricorn, and then I was also born in the year of a dragon, but I think that's a whole different thing.
What does that mean?
I think that's like, I don't know, I saw it at a Chinese restaurant, so I think that's a whole, I think it's a whole different thing, dog. I think I'm all over the place.
Where is Sirmati when we need her?
I don't know. What's your sign? Call me up, 877-730-DCS1, and I'll tell you what your sign means. Now we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Cardi B and her beef. Whoa. I'll play the audio. Let's discuss right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting a lesson in parenting. We're going to talk about this and more. Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Let's start with celebrity birthdays.
We have Central C celebrating his birthday and Angelina Jolie celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so Cardi B is fighting with Bia. I don't know why, to be honest. I'm trying to figure it out. The audio, though, is great.
Because people say that Cardi cheated on Offset. And
not people. Bia said that.
Oh.
And now Cardi B is trying to break down their whole convo. Listen.
The conversation started very nasty. It started very nasty, very aggressive. But then I called her back because, and look, I'm lying. I got the whole conversation. I could put the whole 35 minutes up.
She's threatening to release the conversation. Do we want to hear it?
Nah, let's just hear some raps.
Bia already put out a song. She's dissing her.
Let's get a reply, Cardi.
Why would Cardi do that, though? Because nobody even knows who Bia is. She would be doing her a favor by replying to her.
Yeah. Well, too late for all that because we're talking about it. Because Cardi mentioned her. All right, so now we're going to go on to talk about Northwest, daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, who performed last week at the Lion King 30th anniversary. You have to understand, some of the biggest stars in the world are on stage. And of course, little Northwest is not vocally trained, pobrecita, and the internet is dragging her. Take a listen. Shame on you for being mean to a little kid. It is not her fault. Her parents should have known better than to put her up there because, in my opinion, this is like the soccer coach or the baseball coach or whatever, letting their kid play when everybody on the team knows they're not the best, you know, and so then everybody's mad because there probably is a little boy or a little girl who were more talented who deserved that part. And I get it, but it's
not
Northwest.
Kim Kardashian, though.
Yeah, it's not their fault. They're just born in the wrong sack.
I will say one of the funniest comments on social media was, man, look just like Kanye, but got all her mama's talent.
Oh,
no, stop being mean to the little girl. Stop it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just found out that Selena Gomez's favorite food is Taco Bell. Well, they're doing something really big. We'll talk about it. Food news. Top hottest hashtags here on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so Mexico has elected its first female president.
en la primera mujer presidenta de México.
Hey, her name is President Sheinbaum. She's a climate scientist, a former mayor of Mexico City, and she had the largest turnout in election history.
Oh,
in Mexico. I don't understand.
Is she the first female president they've had?
Ever. Ever. Here's what I was trying to say. I don't understand how, don't get upset at me, but you know, there's a lot of machismos in our culture. Men who teach our sons, you know, the ladies got to serve you and whatnot. But they elected a female president. And a lot of other countries have had female leaders, prime ministers and whatnot. What are we doing, USA?
Get it before the United States, yep.
I don't get it.
What are you asking?
Why can't we elect a female president?
Oh.
I mean, the only option we've had so far was Hillary Clinton, and it didn't work out for her.
I want to discuss this. I think a female president would be way better. Every war has been started under the male presidencies.
We've only had one non-white male president. So, like, we're making progress.
That's sad, Automatic. And you're right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Cheese lovers, you have something to be excited about at Taco Bell. Cheez-Its, you know, the big Cheez-Its. They're coming together with Taco Bell, and they have the Cheez-It Crunch Wrap Supreme and the Cheez-It Tostada.
Nice, dude. Now, I wonder if it's just Cheez-Its in the tostada and in the...
It's a big like Cheez-It. Instead of having a tostada made out of corn tortilla, it's made out of a Cheez-It, like a big Cheez-It cracker.
I met somebody recently that had never eaten Taco Bell. And I'm just saying, after the club, after a late night, it's a good spot.
Like how Dana started this whole break with like a political stance, and now it's like, this is why you should go to Taco Bell. Hell yeah, dog.
Important news here, people. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start with a serious one, y'all. It's National Safe Day, which, you know, speaking of America, this is promoting gun safety for everybody in your household.
You so need that here.
Lock up.
Along
and
with the female president.
Speaking of political, things would be a lot better. Trust me, if we had a female president, I know it would be better.
Oh, okay.
You know what makes everything better? Cuddling animals, if you're into it. It's National Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh, you see, 2 years now, men have been on the upswing in adopting kitties.
There you go.
Bringing home the cats.
There it is. That woman president might be having sooner than you think. Dude.
I know you do, DJ Automatic. I know you do. Thank goodness.
And we'll wrap it up on National Cheese Day.
Hey.
Taco Bell.
Okay, so cheese is cool, but think about all the songs that mention cheese.
Oh, remember this Mac Miller? I never thought life would be this
sweet. It got me cheese and cheek and cheek. Oh, I miss him so much. R.I.P. Mac Miller.
How about this Biggie? A T-bone steak, cheese,
eggs, and Welch's grape. Oh, for sure, right there.
But by far, the biggest cheese song of all time. We doing big
band, baby, spending cheese. Yeah, hey. Little Jay-Z for you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today inside the show, myself, Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A., we're all talking about forgiveness, right?
Yes.
And we played the audio from this caller.
I was in the military. I deployed, and my wife, she stayed back. I think I found out right before I deployed for a second time that she had cheated.
Turns out he forgave his wife. They now have two children. One, I think, is 13 years old.
Oh.
So had he not forgiven her, his life would have been different. He's completely in love. She loves him. They have this happy life.
Doesn't always turn out that way.
And not just a partner, your family, a friend, somebody that you work with. Forgiveness means that you have to be a bigger person, put that shame, embarrassment, anger aside in order to move forward. But that's the way, I think if you don't forgive people, you're really hurting yourself.
That's probably
you're
my favorite thing.
You're hanging on to this and just being...
I get this. But I think this guy he did something I don't think I would have been able to do. Knowing that my good friend slept with my wife, I don't know that I could forgive both of them. I feel like that's the ultimate
betrayal.
Well,
he didn't forgive the guy. He went on to say he kicked his ass and did all this stuff. But I mean, it is the ultimate betrayal. But is it in her character? Or was it a mistake?
Yeah, obviously it is. She did it.
No, she did it one time. Being in someone's character, being a serial cheater, is different than making a mistake. And that's the point. Do you have a family member who is a serial, are they hateful all the time? Do they just make a mistake?
Those are all important.
You know what I mean?
Those are all very important questions to ask about your partner too. But you also have to ask yourself if you're willing to get through the healing process on your own.
That's the big
part
right there.
Also have your own discipline not to be petty in times of heated exchanges.
Throw it in their face. That's just opening up the wound.
Because anytime I've been in a situation, I've never cheated, but anytime you make a mistake with a woman, they love to throw it back in your face when you're arguing or when you're doing something. It's like, oh, why don't you go talk to that girl? But those fights can be big.
I know one thing. Hearing that call, I realized that second chances are good. And forgiveness is important because even if they hadn't made it, forgiving his wife means that he's able to move forward with life. If you keep holding on to old stuff, it's not good for your psyche. And like I said, then you can't even have a solid relationship with anybody else.
Mm-mm. And imagine if that guy was around and he was able to, remember he talked about beating that dude up?
Yeah.
Like, dog, it could have been way worse, bro. You could have went to jail, or you could have got beat up and cheated.
Luckily, he's a veteran and he retired in the military. Salute you, sir. We love you. Have you ever forgiven somebody for something you thought you could never forgive a person for? Call us up and tell us your story. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.